This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella ready to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Holy shit. I'm really beside myself because we have an OG with us today. A friend from 2008, maybe 2009? I don't know. I know, right? A sis I met many years ago. Wonderful, amazing actor, comedian, writer. I mean, what is she not in? What is she not in? She will bring you receipts because she's on the sitcoms, the movies, you name it. The amazing, incredible, wonderful Nico Santos is here.
Hi, what's up, Mono?
My girl, in case no one...
How are you?
I'm so good. I guess I should tell everyone listening, this is Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to you on the whole internet. I'm so good. I'm Mono Gapian. Oh, Nico, we go way back, and I'm so glad you're here.
Has it been 2008? Is that when we met?
Was it 2009? Is that possible? When did you do CBS Showcase thingy?
Well, I did CBS 2014.
But so maybe it was that.
I've been in LA. It could have been 2009 because I moved to LA 2000 and.
Okay.
I want to say 2010 or 11.
Okay, that
but
makes more sense.
What is time?
It's all
time
made up.
I don't even know. Like, if you told me something that happened a week ago or 30 years ago, I would have been like,
yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Same. So. Time is weird. Time is fake.
Time is like weird.
Yeah. It's like elastic, they say. Kind of like your hole.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Drag me.
I was trying. Thought it was a compliment. Yeah. Oh my God. So Nico, we've known each other for a hot second. You are amazing.
Yes.
I gotta say, for anyone listening, just is inspiration. I knew Nico at a time when Nico was like, I don't know if I will be successful. And bitch, I'm sorry, spoiler, you are quite successful and thriving, and I'm so happy to see it.
Thank you. It's weird, yeah, because I did know you during the time where, yeah, we're all
totally.
You know, I still am. Like, we're all, you know, part of this hustle. And, but when I knew you, I was like working at the restaurant and just like,
yeah,
still, you know, just doing stand up on the side and like doing all the cattle call auditions and just like, I hope I get it.
Like, obviously, CBS, the showcase you did, it is an amazing and hard, great opportunity to get. But
yeah,
it's also one where you have to hustle to make the next thingy pop off.
Yeah. Well, it's this thing where I think a lot of people who go through it, you know, a lot of amazing, very successful actors have come through that program. But like, I think what people don't realize that just because it's like, you know, people who go through the Groundlings, so just because you go through that program doesn't mean
absolutely
automatically be on SNL.
Same with UCB.
Automatically. Yeah.
Same.
Right?
Sorry, girls. That doesn't mean you're going to get it automatically.
Yeah. It definitely opens doors, but you're kind of just like, you still got to put in the work. And like, and it doesn't really necessarily happen for everybody because everybody who goes through that program is very, very talented.
Totally. You know? There's so much talent. And that is the hustle part.
Just take some time.
I'm glad you. I mean, you have so many exciting things coming out. You're about to be in a fucking Marvel movie in some shit.
I'm very excited. I think they were. I just saw on the interwebs they were just on Comic Con.
Yes.
Like the main cast was just in Comic Con and They released a trailer, I think.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it yet.
I wasn't there, so I'm just like dying to see it.
My God, amazing. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Ah, it's going to be amazing. I mean, so many things. Obviously, we're going to tag all of your shit in the pod description so people can stay abreast of your juicy, sexy stories. Oh my God, you're engaged now too. That's hot.
I am engaged.
Congrats. Yeah.
Things, you know, I am, it's crazy. Like, I feel like these past, pretty much since I met Zeke, like, it's, we've really delved into the whole adulting thing. Like, you know, got into like a serious long-term relationship, bought a house, got engaged, you know, doing the career stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, she's 43 and she's, you know, 30, flirty, and thriving.
I mean, you are literally, isn't that, that's, I say this all the time, but like the hottest part about being queer is that like we just kind of grow more as we age. Like we evolve and grow as we age. You see that in this cast of queens. But like I think because we're robbed of so much in our adolescence, it actually inspires us to keep going harder as we age, not like, I did it. Yeah. I peaked. It's like, no, bitch, I got to keep going.
Yeah. I also feel like because, like you said, like there's so much about growing up queer and our experience about how we get robbed of a lot of the typical adolescent, teenage things that straight, you know, youngsters go through. Like we hold on to a lot of that and it really plays out throughout the rest of our lives. And I mean, like I'm 43, like I said, but I feel like I'm such a stupid kid sometimes and act like a stupid kid.
Me
I'm
too.
Still holding on to that, you know.
I'm right behind you and still such a stupid kid.
I mean, Zeke is 9 years younger than me and is so much more mature than I am.
Oh, my partner's like that too. My partner's younger and more mature.
Yeah.
It's wild. Mm. It's a good balance. You guys met at like, you're at the same age at different ages.
Yes.
You guys are the fucking cutest couple. I'm really excited for that. Congrats. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's one of the rare treats when you see a couple and you're like, yes, absolutely yes. You know?
Yeah. It's been great. I mean, like, and congratulations to you. You're also.
Thanks.
Wait.
I'm engaged, fully married now. I got fully married on fucking Friday. Isn't that weird?
We got to get it in before they take it away.
Woo!
Got to get it in before they take it away.
Get your rights in. It's like closing time at the bar. Get it in.
Exactly.
It's about to be last call.
Get married.
Yeah. Supreme Court.
There's a pre-strike here, queens. Get married. Do it now.
Supreme Court's about to be.
You can also get HIV testing, but also get married. Yeah.
Supreme Court's about to be like, last call. Sorry, no more marriages.
Yeah, no more.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And I mean, this country, you can't stay here.
Yeah.
You do have to leave.
Try Europe.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is killing me. We'll be okay. We're going to stay in California. We'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. But also, let me just say, too, that I'm excited to be doing your podcast because, you know, as you remember, like, you had asked me, like, a long time ago to do your podcast. And then I was all like, at the time, I was like, I don't really watch Drag Race that much. Like, I had seen, like, you know, a few episodes, but not really
done,
like, a deep dive. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know the queens. I probably have nothing to say. But, you know, during the pandemic, like, most people, like, it was one of the things that we sort of got into and watched, me and Zeke, and now we're like obsessed. So
I'm so glad you dove all the way in, and I have to know, like, because some of these queens I'm sure you're seeing for the first time. You're not seeing them from their original season. You're seeing them just...
Yeah, like Zeke, he did like a deep dive and like watched like a lot of the previous seasons. I've watched some of the previous seasons, but like, you know, some of these queens like... I never saw any of Raja's previous seasons.
She's so good.
And a lot of people that and this season, she is like, just spectacular and amazing and has this sort of like, Zeke likes to call it like a very regal energy.
She's very regal.
She is very regal. And like, and no shade to the other queens. All the queens are really amazing. But there's something about Raja that feels like very grown up and adult.
Yes.
Compared to the rest of the queens.
She doesn't give a shit. And I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love to see it. I just saw a clip of her apparently like when they would get to set at 7:30, she would yell at production to bring her Sauvignon Blanc. which I'm like, you better fucking work. Like, she was just like
7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I was just like, you better work. I mean,
I love it.
Apparently she was like, I don't give a shit. She was just like, apparently the stories are, she just was like, I don't give a shit. I know I'm not winning this thing, but I'm here to ruffle some feathers, bitch. That's why I'm here.
I love it. I love that she's like, mommy needs her breakfast wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give it to mommy.
She's been in production a while. I live. Yeah, she's very regal. And even like with, which we'll get to her talent, but like doing her talent, she was like, oh, I'm here to represent myself. I don't really care where it lands me.
Yeah, and truly, like, I also didn't realize that she was, like, the only, like...
Yeah.
Asian American winner.
Yeah.
Of Drag Race, which, go queen.
Yeah.
Hashtag representation matters.
Bitch. 100%.
But, you know, and the fact that she's, like, from Indonesia, which is very close to the Philippines, mm-hmm. and I'm just, like, there's... I was, like, oh, my fellow Pacific Islander Asian queen... I really like was sobbing like when she
told that story. Oh my God. That was wild.
About how her father. It was, and I was just like, and how she was like, you know, talking about her.
And like he's here. Aura. Yeah.
Yeah, he's here. I feel him in the room, and the aura that you see is probably not me. It's probably my father. I was like
wow.
sobbing, like ugly crying.
And I'm a cynic. I'm like, shut the fuck up. But like moments like that, I'm like, he's with us. His spirit's here.
Oh my God. I'm the opposite. I'm like, I cry at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
I cry. But I do love sort of like, I'm such a sucker for moments that, you know, pluck the heartstrings.
And you have amazing stories about your father, which I have to say, like, you're just stories about like the joke you used to tell about him saying, this one is better. But this one is a little bit better. Like that bit you used to do.
Oh my God. No, that wasn't my dad, girl. That wasn't my dad.
Who was?
That wasn't my dad. That was just like Drew and I, our mutual friend, Drew Tarver. Drew Tarver. Hi, Drew. Yeah, that was just, we were just at the CBS showcase and Drew, I don't know what happened. We were just like,
just being stupid.
Fucking around, being stupid backstage and like, I was doing probably a really problematic accent. And,
but it's, and, it's but it represents you. She
yes,
can do
true,
it.
True. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, we would spend just hours being stupid backstage during that.
Oh, scene. It was so funny. Yeah. It was so much. You're so, I don't know. You're super joyful. And I remember that really sticking with me of like just being a perfect stupid bit.
I like stupid.
Me too. I hate. I'm so sick. I'm so over smart comedy. Oh my God. Get it out of here.
Oh, I like it too, but I'm just like, give me a fart joke anytime. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Stupid ass shit.
Yeah.
So who is your winner watching this season when you're watching these girls? Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting for? Even without knowing who the top four is, who are you rooting for?
You know, I was rooting like, and still like for Jinx. Jinx has been incredible this season.
Mm, yeah, absolutely.
Just like next level comedy. That's like the type of comedy that like, you know, like she should be playing stadiums with that like
yeah.
type of show that she does. It's really like next level. And she just knows like, you know, joke structure, how to land a punchline. She's just so good at it.
And as many stars as she has, she could have more. As weird as that, you know what I mean? Like she could have more, but they had to be a little bit measured with the hand of the legendary legend stars.
But I will say, after seeing last night's or Friday night's episode, even though Jinx was my top queen and still holds a very high place in my heart. Sorry, that's matcha burps. I apologize. After seeing Shay's performance, I was like, I think I want Shay to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was. I immediately like searched for the song on Apple Music.
Is it out yet?
Hashtag Apple Music, we love you. Sponsor us.
Apple Music. We hate Apple Spotify. Spotify's gay. We love Apple Music. Did you know this was produced by Sam Sparrow? Did you fucking know? So Sam Sparrow is that guy. He's a very... Remember that song, Black and Gold? He has some really... Yes, Sam Sparrow produced Shay's track. Like, I know. I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. That's why it sounds the best.
That's amazing. I can't believe that she didn't say that because
I know
the Vivian was immediately like, Diane Warren wrote my song.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I think Shay knew Rue wouldn't know who Sam Sparrow is. Like, no shade. She's just like, she doesn't know who Sam Sparrow is.
No, Sam Sparrow, black and gold. You don't know.
She's okay, like, oh.
I immediately looked up that song and I've had it on repeat. It's like my doing dishes in the morning song.
Work. And you do all the choreo with it.
Of course. I'm just like scrubbing dishes.
Which is why you're breaking dishes left and right.
And I'm just like, don't worry about it, Zeke. We've got money. I'm going to buy more dishes.
Just walking away from the kitchen every second to do... Because you have to walk to the back of stage to get back to the front of stage during this song. Yes,
absolutely.
What a treat. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Shay is insane. Yeah. This next episode.
Monet
is insane.
Monet.
I mean, she got it. She brought everything.
I have such a crush on Monet. Monet is so...
Gorgeous human.
Gorgeous in drag and out of drag.
I agree. What a good head.
Oh my God, just so handsome and beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And seeing her sing opera was also like so amazing. And I was unfamiliar with that All Stars botched talent thing that Monet did.
Yeah. Oh yes. Okay, you didn't know that story.
I didn't know that. That was my first time seeing it, and I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. That is a real treat. You know, I'm getting the experience you're getting because I'm watching, I never watched Housewives, but now I'm watching Ultimate Girls Trip, which is like the all-stars of Bravo Housewives, where they like...
Oh my God, I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, it's incredible. Because I also like, I can't dive into the whole legacy of Housewives, but it's just like, they bring them all together from different franchises, and then like this, they show you the snippets of like, this is when Dorinda lost her mind, check this out. Okay, that's the context for this, here we go. So you kind of get
so it's like a... It's like a pop-up video.
Absolutely.
For the Housewives.
Absolutely. Much, much better to enjoy for me.
I think we just dated ourselves by saying pop-up video.
There isn't a single person. Pop into pop-up video.
Video.
Remember that? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Remember music videos on TV, period?
Music videos on MTV. That's what you like went to like... MTV for was like a music video.
Music videos, and then you'd catch the end
just
the of
challenge.
Your and you'd caught the you caught the end of your favorite music video, and you're like, well, it's gone.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Can't see it.
Yeah.
So there's too much to talk about. They're talking about what charities they're giving away to. That is really cute. Planned Parenthood.
That is amazing. They had like a charity moment. Have they done that before?
Not exactly like this. We've definitely, like, there's been on other versions of the show, there's been, like, celebrity drag race where they did that, but they've never done this where they said, hey, girls, today the prize is going to go to charity. And it was a cool way to bring some awareness.
Have I told you they asked me to do the first celebrity drag race?
No. Oh, my God. Breaking news. What happened? Were you busy?
I was busy. The thing about, you know, I've wanted to be a judge on Drag Race.
You're such a duh for Drag Race.
Well, I've seen episodes, and like now that I'm like totally like done a deep dive into it, I'm just like, oh my God, I would love to. But, you know, I was always filming at the time, and they always have a short filming window for the seasons.
Uh-huh.
And I always just like, it would never work out with my schedule, unfortunately. And the thing with the Celebrity Drag Race too was the same thing. Like, it just didn't work with my schedule. Plus, I was also like, I don't know. Like, we all know that the fandom is very sort of like toxic and like
yes.
just really intense.
Yes.
You know, a very intense fandom. And I was like, I don't know if I want to open myself up to that.
But get this. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go on the show for the acting challenge, Super Whore. Okay, you're doing Super Whore. And it is, of course, the sitcom parody of another show you might be familiar with. And it's about a lot of working girls who are at the Walmart of sex work.
Oh my God.
And you help direct the challenge. You're like, Diva, this is what you need to do. You need to get in and out. You need to pop the character. You need, I think that's your challenge.
Oh my God. And the runway is, category is supermarket sweeps.
Oh my God. That sounds so fucking fierce. Are you kidding me? And then someone
clean
comes
up
out.
An aisle glam. I don't even know.
Oh, I think I can see her blue light special. It writes itself.
I mean, it really does.
It really does. I want someone to be like a transformer. Like they come out as a shopping cart, but then they stand up. And
oh my God, bitch. That would be a great reveal.
Yes. Fuck. Okay, we're going to talk more about this app. But first, silence, Nico. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Hey, we're back.
Bring back my break.
Where they at? Bring back my break. Who do what?
Break.
Oh, I love the Rue songs. If only she talked about her music, that then we would know about her songs.
About her songs. Yeah, I feel like there's not enough promotion on her end for that.
No, and it's a missed opportunity. You
know? Yeah, it really is. It really
is. It's a shame. It's a shame, but that's how she's subtle. Queen of subtlety. Wait, oh my God. There's the new celebrity drag race. Oh my God. This is going to be, it's like Masked Singer shit. Have you seen the promo?
I know. I think, which is such a great format for it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah. It's like more of a season vibe. I'm so curious to see how that shakes out.
I want to know, like, if, you know, if really when you see the show, if you're, if those people are going to be undiscernible.
Yeah.
How big of a transformation? Because sometimes, you know, so there are people who get into drag, you just like, oh, that's, I can tell.
That absolutely.
And people who do like a complete transformation. So
yeah, well,
see,
the strongest likelihood is that they'll also get out of drag and will still say, I don't know who that is.
Don't know that.
Well, they've succeeded in me not knowing the identity of this person, but not for the reasons they think.
Oh, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody.
I mean, that's always,
yeah. I feel like an old person in that regard. They're like, you, they, that's, they'll, somebody will point out some TikTok star. I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, that is, I know, right? It's like not even shade. It's like entertainment is so huge right now that like.
Entertainment is huge right now.
I'm really into entertaining lately.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, there's too much. So it's like, oh yeah, this is like, there's fucking streaming and cable and network. And it's like, how, this show, what? This show has been on the air for 11 years. I have no fucking idea, but they're a star on that show. Great.
Yeah. As everybody's getting in the game. I mean, Grindr's.
Oh my God.
Original shows. Shout out Jimmy Fowley.
Groomsman, right? It's called Groomsman.
Groomsman. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we love Jimmy Fowley. What a fucking amazing star in person.
I know.
And nice. Nice.
So nice.
A good one. I mean, because there's some faggots out there who are successful and terrible.
Who are mean. And I'm just like,
girl.
Queens, there's enough space for all of us.
I know. It's like,
to get our coin, to get our shine.
Exact girl, don't be race mean. Yourself. Race. You're in a race with yourself, not anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And that's kind of why I also really, really love this season of All Stars and this format of like, nobody is getting voted out.
Uh-huh.
And like all the queens are so, you can tell they really respect each other as performers and as artists, and they lift each other up. And it's like, I don't know, like, I mean, I think that's, I don't gravitate towards shows like, you know, like I think that the appeal for like Housewives and sometimes Drag Race is that sort of catty drama that happens. And that's not the type of TV I gravitate towards too.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really nice to see the season of All Stars where, you know, people are like really just rooting for each other and wanting each other to succeed and lifting each other up. And I think it's a nice change of pace.
Yeah, I love that. I do agree. It's like, you know, as the world gets worse, it's an appropriate time to have a season that's more just celebrating how sickening queer people are.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice.
And like we're already like, I mean, yeah, not to be Debbie Downer, but yeah, you know, we're already being attacked by everybody from the outside. There's
totally
no reason we should be tearing each other down and just
totally, you know. Has the anti-LGBTQ legislation pops off in this country. I mean, they are really I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel because the laws are getting stupider. Like, you know, if don't say gay wasn't stupid enough. Can you believe,
oh my God,
how stupid that sounds? You, bitch, you know how fucking stupid you sound? Don't say so gay. Dumb. What?
Yeah. And now they're just like, you can't have kids and drag queens in the same room.
It's oh my be, God. Anyways.
Yes. Anyway, let's talk about fun things like Drag Race.
Like Evie Oddly losing ability of her body. So
Evie Oddly living with a chronic illness. I can
Jesus.
Relate.
Jesus. I was gagged because she's talking about domestic violence and you don't necessarily know but like her father has been like kind of like a how do I put
her
this?
Her father was abusive, right?
Her father was abusive, but her father, what's weird is that her father was also like a fixture of the show because her father is like very attractive. And now this like
Wait, what? Really?
Evie's dad is very this is so weird to explain. So on season 11 finale, like they show Evie's dad and you know, literally the whole internet's holes puckered because he's very like cartoonishly handsome man. But now I think we're seeing a just a shade of this truth, which is very interesting. And I think now it removes him from, he's done. He's done.
Yeah, you can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah, I don't care. Those are the only pants that fit. You cannot sit with us.
No, I was unaware of that Evie's dad was sort of like.
Yeah.
Was known to the fandom.
Known to be cute, but that's why I'm like, this is what we're talking about, right? This is weird. Yeah. Or it's that weird thing where it's like, this is who you're talking about, right? You're not talking about another man. I don't know. Maybe
she's
talking about...
That's so crazy.
I don't know. Maybe she's talking about a stepdad. I don't know. I don't know their business, but...
Or a sugar daddy.
You hope.
Yeah. There are different types of fathers out there.
So. I mean, yeah. Daddies and zaddies. that's our cafe, the Zaddy Cafe. We should open the Zaddy Cafe. Yes. And only zaddies.
You can just pet zaddies. They're just sort of like all around the cafe. Like
they're just curling through your legs, like like begging to be pet.
Like this was a cat cafe, but we decided to open a zaddy.
Oh my god. So we should talk, you know, obviously we're getting the Tic Tac keys, amazing charities like the Period Poverty Project, which of course wins thanks to Shay's sickening abilities. But we should talk about that this episode is the you two people win 3 stars today. What did you feel about that?
I actually at first I was like 3 stars, that seems
so
crazy,
much.
But like so much, but like I kind of like it because it did level out the playing field,
you know.
Because that's the thing about the season. Like Trinity said, it's not like she was being gutter Shay.
Right.
She was like, everybody was performing at a great level.
Shay, and there was a couple times where you could honestly say Shay like deserved to win and didn't get it. Where you're like, what? Why didn't she get that?
Yeah.
Win?
Yeah. Or like, even like, I think Raja, I don't know. Like, I really just fell in love with Raja.
Me too. Raja's incredible.
And was sad that that she wasn't part of the...
I know.
Yeah, the final four.
I think she, yeah. But she, yeah. I definitely could have seen her in the top four, but I think she didn't give a shit. Not in the way that she gave up. She just was like, I'm not... I'm going to do what I'm good at, and then we're going to see what happens.
But the whole Miss She Done Already Done Had Hers is...
Yes, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with the other four girls vying for that 50K prize.
Also, man, they got a budget this season.
They got a bunny to bid this season. No, they did a bunny.
Because they're already winning, what, 10K every challenge?
I mean, it is just like... popcorn here. It is just like pa, 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 pa.
VH1 got that money.
Damn. Oh, it's whatever. Who knows where is Paramount the money? Is VH1 the money? Someone has the money.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's Paramount Plus for this one, right?
I mean, the way they also torture us fans just to be like the way that we're zooming between gay streamers to see our latest Drag Race.
Yes.
Torture.
Yeah. I can't keep track of where these programs are already at.
No.
It'll be like.
But the 3 stars, okay. On the one hand, I guess it's good TV because it creates stakes in a season that, was not as stakes driven. But it is also madness. It's like you could almost argue that if they each won 2 stars, that could also create some stakes. I don't know, but
yeah. Well, I definitely like that. Also, the thing about the producers at for the show is that they're not really subtle.
They're not
in where they're not subtle in where they want the direction of the show to
they
go.
They sure aren't.
So
they
they're just like it's like you could tell like they're setting up Shay. They're really setting up this episode for Shay to take the lead.
It's not
so
subtle.
Obvious that that's what was being done. But
the whole story now. now of like, why isn't Shay winning? It's like, oh, because she wins.
Yes. Why isn't Shay winning? And then, oh, this episode is worth 3 stars?
Yeah.
I mean, who could that benefit? Oh, it could benefit Shay. Wow. We didn't see that coming.
It is so funny. It's like the plungers are gone and 3 stars. Yeah. It's like, huh. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and side note, the plunger is gold, not platinum.
Yeah, I mean, what colorblind homo didn't know?
I'm just like, you're a bunch of faggots and you can't name a color correctly. That is not platinum, it is gold.
I think they just got too excited by the consonants of platinum and plunger. They got too
platinum plunger, but like, did they name it before they made the plunger? Yeah. Or you know what I mean? Like what was the thing?
I don't know. You could just change,
you know, they really like, we have to stick with platinum plunger because it's the alliteration.
Oh my god. But they're not subtle. That's the problem. They're not subtle. They don't
not so subtle.
Even really, with the naming, they
don't really care. Set it up.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the only reason that people are probably not like, oh come on, is that I mean Shay really like dropped the mic, like
yeah.
Really just had everybody gagged. Am I using those terms correctly, kids? Gagged?
Children.
Everyone was gagged and gooped,
children.
As they say.
They slayed the ball, hunties.
They slayed the house down. Boots.
Ooh.
They were wearing boots.
Bottoms, tops, and blouses, honeys.
Yes, henties.
You better work.
Work. Get your ass to the Department of Labor. I don't know.
Come on, Department of Labor.
Come on, Department of Labor. Hello, this is the unemployment office.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a gay government building for everything we need? So we can still get our government needs just gay, like the gay MV.
Oh my God.
Right? Like,
that would
hey,
be
bitch,
amazing, actually.
Give me your license. I said, give me your license.
Oh, your license is suspended again. Mm. Okay, we can work it out.
It's kind of like your belief that you'll find a man suspended in disbelief.
I don't know what that's like.
I'm sorry. We're taking divas.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
That's one of the joys of being an old gay. Take in.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so glad
I know.
I'm not single.
Don't miss it. Don't miss a second of it.
And
you hear people's stories of the way that you're disrespected every fucking day in the gay dating world. You're like, don't miss it.
Yeah. I'm kind of really glad that I'm an old gay now because I'm just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I can only handle, you know, sort of like being crazy for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, I got to go back to my couch.
Well, this is why Jinx is so amazing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like one of the reasons why she's so amazing. It's like, I feel like she's representing the weird, like the future is weird gay. I feel like the past was hot gay. The future is weird gay.
Yes.
And it's bright.
I'm here for it. Yes. Yes. The odder, the sillier, the weirder. That's what I gravitate towards.
Me too. And it takes a lot of bravery to be queer and weird and know that circle of hot gay influence is going to treat you poorly or reopen the PTSD of our youths.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just. But thank God that's what's happening, right?
I know.
There's hope. There's hope.
There's hope.
There's hope for all of us.
Get weirder, gays. Yeah. Jada's wonderful. She's crying. She's talking about just loving herself. And my God, she's amazing.
Yes. It is. And I love the charity that she chose.
Like, yes.
Everybody should be getting therapy, people. If you're not.
I love that.
Go
black
get
therapy.
I'm actually in between therapists right now and I need to find a new one.
Go to Psychology Today or better yet, visit BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/drag her. Our listeners get 10% off their first month.
BetterHelp.com. I should check those.
Those are good resources.
Yeah. But if anybody out there knows a queer Asian therapist.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let me know.
I'm going to hook you up. I'm just hooking you up because I know where you can search for that on BetterHelp.
Okay.
Or So I love that they're calling this Mario Party. It is fully a Mario Party. I've been saying Mario Party, and they're like fully in the show being like, this is Mario Party. We're like, at the end, stars are stolen, stars are given. It's chaos. The winner is no longer just the winner. Like, the winner could be anybody.
Yeah. So, I hope they stick to this format for all stars.
I know. That would be cool. That would be really great, yeah, be actually. Great.
Yeah. Because that was a frustrating part about watching All Stars before is that, or like, what was the one that, the UK versus the world.
Yeah.
That was sort of frustrating because like the best queens got voted off.
Yeah.
You know, like so early on because it was more of like a survivor sort of element to it, right?
Right.
And so this way, like, everybody stays.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets a chance to perform and you see what they bring to the challenges.
They,
you know.
They like
and you
to just change get treated
as a really great show.
They love to change it up, though. I don't think. I think they'll do this again for another winter season. I don't know when, but.
And then it's going to be like literally just like drag race, Hunger Games, where they have to kill each other.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be good. I do want like a Drag Race Big Brother. I hear that might be in development where like we see them live together. That's kind of fun to me.
I want them to do like a All Stars Legends type, like people who haven't been on the show per se, but like people who were like
legendary.
Who were doing drag,
Coco Peru, like
Coco Peru, Jackie Beat, like
Lady Bunny, you know,
people who have been Lady Bunny,
Chocolate, what's her name, Hot Chocolate, all of those,
you know, there are like and
Sherry
RuPaul
Vine.
Yes, all sort of like the people who really have elevated and started
Jesus Christ.
Drag
yes, from, there's so many. Yeah. They really should.
So
they
should
really
have a legend.
Should. Because they should have that. They should, I mean, yeah, they really should. It would be so cool. And it would also be a cool opportunity to be like, look, we're not going to make you do the cheerleading challenge. That's not why you're here. You know, we're just like, we're not going to do that. I think it would be really cool. They should do that.
Yeah, we should be producers on this show.
Just saying, we are ready to EP whenever you're ready for us. Yeah. And now,
call us.
Oh my God, please find us. Also, Nico, you will, but you have to be a guest judge so soon. This is ridiculous.
I would love to.
She will.
I just, you know, it's just finding that they film in like a 2-hour window. They're like, we're filming 12 seasons in these next 2 hours. Are you available?
Yeah.
Uber here now. And I'm like,
yeah, you know. Uber to fucking Sunland, California. And you're like, where is that? Where is that? I've lived here for so many years. Where is that?
Oh my God. I used to live in Sun Valley.
Really? Yeah. This? Yeah.
Yeah. It was right when I moved to LA and I was couch surfing for, I think like a year and a half.
Bitch.
And I ended up couch surfing for a couple of weeks at my friend's apartment, which was between Carl's Jr. and a tire shop.
Bitch.
And I was like, something has gone horribly wrong in my life. what am I doing?
And yet you knew.
And yet I knew.
Some part of you knew, because then she's in one of the most successful sitcoms and multiple blockbusters. Like, cut to.
Well, that's the thing about like being younger and naive. You kind of just do stuff without thinking. You kind of just jump before looking. And now I'm like, I don't know if I would have moved to LA with only $200 in my pocket if I had to do it today.
Okay, totally. That's like the weird magic of being young. You genuinely don't care. You're like, I'll be fine. Yeah. And you're like, I wasn't.
Yeah. And I wasn't young. I was in my 30s when I moved to LA. But still, I was like, you know. Young in the brain, I would say.
Yeah, same. Me too. Yeah. Me too. Weird, damaged narcissist. And that's not an insult. Yeah.
God, your listeners are probably like, oh God, Nico, just shut up.
Quit. No, I think it's really, I honestly think it's so inspiring and like genuinely makes me just so happy just to be like, girl, I mean, that is the queer mindset. It's like, I might be on the ground, dirty, busted, and rusted, but guess what? I'm also a superstar.
That's true. I mean, and yeah, that is what our community is, truly. Like, we have been just put down and people try to keep holding us down, but we will,
you know.
That Audra Day song. You know. We can't afford that, right? Cut that out.
I did not think that today that Audra O'Day would be brought up here on this motherfucking podcast. Oh my. Okay, we're gonna really quickly, Nico. Silent. Stop singing. I feel like taking another break. Okay. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Bring back my break. Oh, we're here. We're done singing. We're done singing. Look at this Rue picnic table. Look.
Oh yes. Come on, Gingham.
I mean,
come on. This is probably one of my fave looks for Rue this season. I really like.
Me
this
too. One. It's stunning.
I really like this one. Yeah.
The makeup, I think she's wearing contacts that change her eye color.
Yeah, that belt, that corsety belt thing going on.
Yeah, it's her. Are her hips getting hippier or is the corset tighter? Whatever, it
I
looks
think it's
awesome.
Both. Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
I love this.
God, it
one.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I have not figured this out in drag either but she's figured out proportions that are both absurd yet believable, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a real magic to me in drag I don't get yet. I'm either like, my pads look insane or I'm not wearing pads. Haven't figured it out, but what are you going to do? So let's go ahead and talk these talents shows. We have Trinity's ha 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 hokey dokey song.
Campy song.
I'm Trinity. Yeah, what'd you think?
She lives. I love Trinity. Okay, again, I've never really been exposed to Trinity's other seasons. I've seen like clips here and there or an episode here and there. And if I had to be honest, like, I was like, I don't know if I'm a fan, but Trinity,
right,
this season, I was just like, she comes across as having like just the biggest heart. and just really helping everybody and being so sweet. And I'm just like, ah, Trinity, I would like to hang
totally
out with you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty, she's funny. Like, she's not my winner, but she's undeniable.
Yes, exactly.
Just fully undeniable.
Exactly.
And
I still want to see her succeed. I don't think she's going to win this one.
I want to see her, especially because it's lip syncing, and I don't know if I see a lot of versatility in her lip syncs, okay, but personally. And she's Trinity. Oh, I'm Trinity. Hey, look at this picture of my parents. It's a Coke bottle and a bumper. I'm plastic. I'm Trinity.
I live. That's called branding.
That's called branding, girls. Now we have Evie giving the spooky ooky kookies misdirect Zorro. Oh, what?
I love this opening. This had the best opening of any number. This is so great.
It fooled me.
Yeah. I also love this look. I'm loving these sort of baggy pants situation that she's got going on. The two tones. It's giving like Strawberry Lifesaver swirl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm getting like Carmen Cunt Diego. You know, where in the world is Carmen Cunt Diego?
Yes, Rockapella. Yes.
I like it. I don't know if I love the wig. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm not obsessed with the wig. but I like this. I honestly, this is not a helpful note. But since she's talking about, you know, like, here's my note. She moves a lot, so I honestly think I would have liked to have seen something a little different from her.
If she just
however,
did like
she's celebrating movement.
If she's just like stood there still, like singing a ballad, is that what you wanted?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Or like, welcome to the future of, this might be a little dark, but my sense of humor is dark, but like, welcome to the future of my gigs, where I don't move. I sit my ass down.
Oh my God.
But it was good. It was good.
I liked it. I love Jada. I love the look. I love the sort of like the onesie basketball lines.
The
jacket is cute.
It's very Quad City DJs, isn't it? It's very.
Oh yes.
Everybody get out! It's time to jam now.
And I love. She keeps calling back. Look over there, which I think is, you know, good
branding.
Branding and good marketing for her. I love it.
I did like this song. I liked her bars. This is in one of my top four of the talents. I like this one a lot.
Okay. Top four. Is it in my top four? Sure.
Yeah. I think for me, my top four is this one, Jinx, and then the two that won.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, it's cute. Jada's incredible. Here for her redemption.
Oh, I love Jinx.
So weird. And could have won again, but they were like, we get it. You're in the finale. You can't win again.
I love this look. It's great. I love the peplum-y sail, you know. Like Carson said, it was a very
60s
Judy,
future.
Yeah, Judy Jetson. Yeah. That's great.
That's what I'm 100% getting. It's also very Death Becomes Her, you know, like when they're like wearing these, it's like a dress that's old Hollywood, but also absolutely not.
And I love a queen who can sing live.
Yeah.
I love a queen who can sing live like that. It's
and she's also paying a homage to her narcolepsy brand. We live.
Yes, exactly. We.
Yeah. Honestly, Slay.
Yes.
Oh, she's incredible. The weird mic mouth is so weird and funny.
So
funny.
I love that she's also sort of coordinated with Hannah Einbinder.
I know, right? Hannah does look sickening. I mean,
she looks so good. Shout out to Hannah.
Is that her fucking hair or a unit?
I don't know.
That was a clean ass. I mean, that was clean.
It was good. It was good.
She looked great.
Yeah.
And it did make me like, I want to wear a big oversized suit. That looks pussy as hell. Yeah.
Shay. Also, can I just say, these...
Yes.
These backup dancers are so
yummy.
Hot.
Gorgeous.
Like all four
liquid.
Of them.
Liquid.
All four of them. I'm very. I mean,
don't you just want to pour them?
The Asian,
like fucking
the Asian
magic
guy,
shell.
The Asian guy is really like probably my fave though.
Oh, he's really hot. And there's already pictures of him on the Reddit, like not naked, but just being like, here's his underwear pictures, everybody.
Oh my God. He's so.
Yeah, he is.
No, but all of them are
sickening.
And I am a sucker for somebody who can really dance like that.
Oh my God. You know what's funny? This is the first time I'm looking at the guys because Shay is such a star. I kept looking at her
in this,
but I am looking at the guys now and I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, duh.
It's. But
it is really goofy. Wouldn't it be cool to pour them like magic shell on your dick and then they harden and then you have to flake it off and eat it.
But that would have to mean that their dicks would be really cold.
Okay,
because
for the
magic shell to harden, it needs cold. So,
right.
I mean, I think I'm sure there's a way to actually achieve that.
Yeah, I think I think this is very easy to figure out. Yeah. Really?
Like, we're going to pump you full of Viagra, but also put your dick in a freezer.
Yeah, it is a little bit like some Austin Powers cryogenic freezing moment. I don't know. This is incredible and absolutely deserved top two.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. I mean, the choreography, the look, the song. Yeah. I mean, the song is like, and I don't know, like, I've rarely seen, we've seen a lot of original songs from Queens, mm-hmm. but like they're usually in the world of like the type of song that they do would be like, you know, like a Drag Race challenge song with the cute rap and all that. This is a legitimate like
this
hit.
Is a song.
This is
this
a song.
This is a well-produced song produced like, by a Grammy winning artist.
Yeah.
There we go.
Is that dress black and gold? White and gold?
Ooh, there we go. I mean, and it's very Janet. She's clearly paying her homages to the Janet.
Yes. But no, when Shay described the song as like a Luther Vandross, Janet Jackson vibe, and then this came on, I was like, oh my God, I get it. I love it. I want the album now. Can I please?
It's amazing.
Like, yeah, I hope that like there's a huge pop star out there that like would just get Shay to like open for them.
I know.
Because I want to see Shay in concert. I want to see her in a huge stadium with 20 more of these hot backup dancers.
Oh my God.
Covered in magic shell.
Okay, maybe that does it for me. Maybe they could be covered in magic shell. But then that means they have to keep their sexy hot bodies cold.
Yes.
So they just have to keep their bodies cold and then they can get magic shell all over their man's torsos and then I can eat the magic shell off their torso.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yep. They start on OnlyFans and let's make it happen.
I think I've discovered a fetish.
What would you call it? Like a Baskin Robbins or whatever.
Oh my God. It is kind of like hard chocolating. But if I want to make it a TikTok challenge, I should just call it sour candy. And that way, like, you know, you play sour candy while you're doing it. So then that starts the trend.
Wait,
what's right?
sour candy? You're talking,
you know, that Lady Gaga
person.
Song. You know, the Lady Gaga song, Sour Candy with Lady Gaga and Blackpink.
I don't know.
Damn, Nico.
I'm
no,
old.
This is too much.
I'm old. I don't know. Jeez. Who
Take Lady, your Boniva and go to bed,
Lady
bitch,
Gaga. Who is that?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga Goo Goo.
I probably shouldn't have had two gummies this morning, but it's Sunday.
Bitch, it's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day, and he wants us lit.
Yes. And on the seventh day, he said, let there be lit.
Okay. Now your pussy's back to in fuego. Your pussy's in fuego.
Roger.
Roger Balinese.
Roger. Yes.
Traditional dance.
I love this.
I loved it.
I loved it so much.
Cool.
And there was a really like awesome moment when the number was coming to an end and the music was just sort of like slowly coming down and getting quieter and quieter and quieter. And I know, yeah. It seemed like everybody was just really transfixed and transported watching Raja do this.
It was
dance.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I loved it.
It was incredible. Traditional dance. I'm gonna say traditionally in Drag Race, unfortunately, it rarely gets the respect it deserves.
No, I mean, we've all seen June Jambalaya.
There we go. And we've all seen Gia Gunn do a very sickening kabuki-style dance.
Oh, I've never seen that, actually.
It's cool. She does a kabuki-style dance, and of course, like, it probably should have been in the top, mm-hmm. but it didn't fit with the story.
Yeah.
Just kidding. The show is reality, and nothing is planned.
These are all...
Anyway, this is incredible.
Unscripted, candid moments.
This is all unscripted. Okay, so the Vivian song, like you're saying, the Vivian song sounded like a gay song.
Yes, like, yes.
This is a gay
I'm a
song.
Bitch, his.
Yeah, it's just like,
I'm also surprised.
Seeing cunts and gays and fags. Boo, 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 oops, boo. Oops, it's just oops, a, oops, this oops. Is a gay song.
Yeah. Surprised that Diane Warren wrote the song, actually. But
And that's what my question is, like, how much do we mean? I guess, did she write the chorus? What are we saying she wrote?
Or just like, sorry, I'm distracted by the, here's the difference. The like, when you were watching Shay, you could not take your eyes off Shay.
That's true.
I loved this song. I loved the Vivian Summer. But
I like the song.
But I was definitely watching the backup dancers.
I wonder if Viv should have done comedy-ish instead of
this.
Puss, puss, puss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good, but maybe she was like, I want to show versatility, but I just wondered if maybe comedy would have done the thing.
But yeah, that Vivian song and Shay song, they were both like, you know, written by like acclaimed, you know, songwriters and legendary mm-hmm. songwriters. But like there was something about Shay song that just really fit Shay perfectly. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think anybody else could have done that song, Shay's song, that was for Shay, and only Shay could have done that. But you could give Bitch on Heels to any other queen on that show.
That's
and
true.
And they would be able to perform that song. You know what I mean?
True. It's like a drag. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well said.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did good. She did good.
Liked it. Oh, the opera glasses.
I live.
The opera glasses.
Right. Oh, the opera glasses.
These are broken.
You can call me. My friends call me Resident Evil because I live. Yeah. So, the glasses. I do like that. She was like, bitch, bring the opera glasses.
I wanted Rue to do the bit from Pretty Woman. These are these are broken. Mine are broken.
With the snap. do them all. Yeah, I mean, the opera was shocking and beautiful and
so
fully
good.
Obviously the winner. Yes.
So good. But also, the look was amazing.
Amazing.
She
the
looks
fog at her feet.
Yeah. The sort of like amoeba looking. Corseted. Like, you know, illusion. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is it just pasted on her body? But
yeah,
it's a beautiful, beautiful dress. Corset. It's situation.
Dressy thingy. Yeah.
The hair.
The hair.
Yeah.
I love a good widow's peak on a wig.
Yes.
I think that's hot.
Yeah. I love that Monet was definitely giving you like, I'm going to give you opera diva, but then I'm going to open my mouth and you're not going to expect what's going to come out.
Right. And, it is this androgynous perfection, right? Because she's not like, she does not have giant tits. She has her natural torso out and it totally works.
It does. It does.
It's cool.
Plus,
she's a gorgeous creature.
She sounds amazing.
Amazing.
You know, good,
she's nailing it.
Good song choice, as they say in all those talent shows. Good song choice.
Song choice is everything. Oh my. That is so funny. Good song choice. I mean, now there's going to be opera challenges on a future Drag Race season. I'm like, oh,
well,
fuck.
are there other opera queens in the Drag Race universe? Do we know?
No, they'll make them. I'm sorry.
They'll be like, I'm a soprano for real. I really am a soprano.
Yeah. Right. They're going to be like, we're just really disappointed that you didn't know how to switch from baritone to falsetto. So you, my dear, are up for elimination.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh. So here's the googity gag. We got our top four, and the real evil comes in. Monet gets to decide who she's bringing to the top four.
Yes.
Was this fucked up or what?
Well, you know, Monet has been sort of like saying all along the season that she was going to play the survivor of it all.
Yeah.
And she really wanted to play. And Zeke, my fiance.
I mean, Zeke knows
exactly.
That this is not how you play Survivor at the end.
Exactly. Zeke, who was actually on Survivor, actually
yes.
commented when we saw that moment. Zeke was like, well, you wanted to play Survivor all this time. Now's your chance.
There you go.
And Monet was given the Survivor moment to choose.
You know,
but she did. Yes. She did honor her alliance.
She honored her alliance, and to be honest, she took the less qualified lip syncer to the finale. So you could argue that she played the game perfectly.
That's
she
true.
She gets to look like a hero and bring her friend to the finale who is not going to beat her in a lip sync.
In a lip sync, yeah. Yeah, you're
will
absolutely
not.
Right.
You're absolutely Whereas Jada, right. Jada could absolutely win the whole thing if it was lip syncs.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Interesting. So,
but Jada,
I think it was a
Jada now gets to compete in the other bracket.
Yes, okay. Yes. Maybe she'll get. I'm happy for any of the girls to get the money. Give them all money.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe she stands a chance in that one. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm still rooting for Roger.
Choice.
I'm still rooting for Roger, but
yes, it'll come down to song choice. We know Roger does better. You know, better at some songs than others, which, you know, we get it. There are some songs you can connect to and some songs you just can't do it. Can't, like for you, what song do you want to lip sync to? Just hypothetically, like you're like, oh, I could absolutely put this on fire.
For me, it would probably have to be like, if I was a drag queen, I would be lip syncing like, you know, something like Whitney Houston is always like one of my go-to diva songs that I like to jam out.
Mm-hmm.
So anything Whitney Houston, I would say Broadway because I'm a big fagot.
Fagot.
Yeah, Broadway or Whitney or like,
love.
I mean, Whitney is sort of like my go-to diva, I would say, because I am from that generation.
Yeah. Oh my God. The 1800s.
The 1800s. That's
right. Because you actually had the first steam-powered CD player and
I did.
Played the Bodyguard soundtrack on.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Keep cranking!
Faster, crank faster, Eunice!
Oh my gosh.
Get to the chorus!
Quickly, and the gout's taking me!
I need my smelling salts.
Oh my God. Oh God. Bring me the lead painted toys, please. Please bring me my lead painted toy. This is amazing. Here we go. We have our top two. Of course, it's Shay and the Monet, and they lip sync to a song we've already seen recently on UK versus the World, which was a little silly.
Oh, that's why it sounded familiar.
Yes, this was the finale song for UK versus the World.
That's
with
right.
Mo Heart versus Blue Hydrangea. I don't know why, but it's a little weird just to see the same lip sync 2 months later. I mean, it was great. The song was great, but I was like, weird to see it.
Because honestly,
so
every time I hear a song that on Drag Race, I'm almost like, where have I heard this before? And I never know if it's just like from the zeitgeist or, you know, if it's from the show before, but. That's what it is. And then somebody, I was watching this with a friend of mine who's a super fan, and they pointed out that what Monet is wearing was like her season.
Yeah.
She had worn it like before.
A season 10 promo.
Promo
I think.
Look. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I love a good callback. I love a good callback.
Love it. And you know, and she's improved it. She looks even better.
Yeah. They both look amazing.
They both did amazing.
But there's that one moment where they both lay on the ground that was like, I was gagging
yes.
so much.
Yes.
Because it
right
looks so,
here.
Yeah, this part. Oh my God. It's
Jupiter
so
Emma's.
Amazing. And then the leg.
Yeah. Hot. Love Kylie. Love everything about this.
Do you think they planned that, or that was just unintentional?
I think they're both very good improvisers when it comes to lip syncing, and they knew that was that like chill bridge moment. So maybe Monet started, and then Shay was like, "Yeah, I'll do that too."
But I mean, you know, drag queens have their go-to moves for like, you know, like places in the song, like
absolutely.
So, yeah, I get that, but it was a really like kudos to them for like thinking of doing it at the same time, because it was amazing to watch. It was so great.
It was great. I could have seen either of them. I thought they both could have won.
Yeah.
I like that they kind of did their strengths. Oh my God. I love Evie in this like Akira look. That was cool. So the number of looks they bring and don't even get to like show. It's like, what the fuck? Like, okay.
I went, do they give them a budget for looks?
I don't know. I know that there's been talk of that in the past, but I don't know. I don't freaking know. I don't know. But Shay wins. Everyone's happy about it. Everyone's killing it. And we have a top four. And then a Shidarnardada head hers is top four. Our winners going forward. Yeah, I think it's for me, it's gotta be Jinx or Shay. I think that would be great.
Jinx or Shay, yeah.
I hate to be a bitch. I'm not being a bitch. I want any of them to win except Trinity. That people are gonna come for me.
Why don't you like Trinity?
I just don't need her to win twice. I think she won, she's great. I just don't need her to win twice.
But anybody who's gonna win will have won twice.
I know.
Oh my God, you just don't like a racist.
I'm just a racist. I have to accept that. I just have to accept every time I look at her, I think, I'm Trinity. Yeah, my holy Trinity is my hole, my tits, and my other hole. I'm Trinity.
And that's called branding.
Yeah, I know, right? Who's your winner? Number one winner? Still Jinx?
In this bracket? Or in the main bracket? In the main bracket, my winner would be Jinx or Shay. But I don't, they're just doing lip syncs, right? For the thing.
They're just doing lip syncs. That's my understanding. Unless we get gagged to goopity goobity again, who knows?
Yeah. Then it will have to be, yeah, Jinx or Shay, and then in the She's not already Hamanuji Hershey's bracket. I it's probably going to be Jada, because I think she's the strongest lip syncer in that group. But I want Roger to win.
I know. Well, we shall see. We're in for a very exciting giggity gaggity finale next week.
Gaggity goop house down boots adventure, as the little gays say.
As the gays say. Yeah. And we'll have the great mass exodus when 68,000 gays cancel their Paramount Plus at the same time next week.
Listen, come for the drag occasion. Race, stay for the Star Trek.
That's what I say. You can stay for the Star Trek. Stay for the Star Trek. Pick your Star Treks. I actually do like a lot on Paramount Plus, I'm being honest.
Star Trek.
I really do. I'm watching the new Beavis and Butthead movie is fierce.
We got into Evil, the show Evil.
Ooh, is it good?
Yeah, it's like a procedural, like SVU type, but with paranormal stuff.
Okay, that sounds kind of gaggy. Actually pretty fun. I'm also watching a trash show called, you wouldn't like this because you don't like this, All Star Shore. And it's like all of the trashy reality stars at a beach house together.
Yeah, not my cup of tea.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, I'll take a sip every now and then, but not my cup of tea, really.
The thing you like is Miss Vanjie, Vanessa Mateo, is on there. And she's one of the contestants. And she just occasionally just comes in and reads a bitch out. Just as like... Just like, no, you started that fight. You started that fight. You thought you were cute and you started that fight. So you need to own that now, baby.
I do love Vanjie. So maybe I'll watch it just for Vanjie.
It's kind of fun for that. Yeah. Kind of. And then Vanjie has her own love show on WOW Presents Plus. That's actually pretty funny.
I know. We know we watched like a couple of episodes the other night and it was the one where her mom was on.
Yes. Oh, and my God. I'm scared of her mom.
Oh, my God. The mom is very intimidating. But also, I was getting so annoyed with one of the contestants that I was like, I cannot listen to this person talk.
It was
the guy who was on OnlyFans.
Oh, him. Yeah, he's really Jose. He's really, he's really like taken on a weird leadership role in the house that no one asked him to take.
I don't know. No.
Baby, as we said earlier, just today, hot gay is the past.
Yes.
Weird gay is the future.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I'm here for it.
I live.
Walking the children through the mall, as they say. Where can we support you, Miss Nico?
I'm on the social meds as
Nico Santos?
At Nico Santos, just on Instagram and Twitter, really. I might get rid of my Twitter because it's a garbage place. And Instagram, I'm just on Instagram right now, and I'm not on it very much because, again, I'm old and I'm not very good at social media. But
it's dumb. It's good to have the space from it. It's pretty dumb.
Yeah. But I don't know. Cool. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is coming out May 5th, 2023. I have a movie.
Go watch Superstore. Go get those residuals
Superstore is on Hulu and Peacock. All six seasons available. I did a movie for Netflix with Ellie Kemper and Luke Grimes and Blythe Danner. And I'm not sure. That's coming out next year as well. I don't know exactly when, but I actually got to see it. I went to a screening at the Netflix offices. And it was like, it's fun. It's a really fun movie. And it's really sweet. And I had a great time doing it. And I'm excited for people to see it. So
wow.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
Work. Oh, I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. It fills my hole up. My hole is full. I feel like I'm at the bathhouse, girl, because my hole is full knowing how booked you are.
Well, I mean, like, let's get more jobs. Why don't we work together? Let's book something together.
Yeah, let's. I want to write on something for you. That's a dream. Well, that's a dream we'll achieve for sure.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I would love to kiki on set with you and just be dumb.
We'll talk. I'll send you. We're gonna talk about bullshit we have and figure out what we can work on together.
Let's do it.
And hey, if you're listening, go ahead and give Drag Her 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. It helps keep the lights on. We've had so many funny, amazing reviews. People indulging my terrible Trinity impression. So if you're one of those people, thank you. Like this 5-star review from Get Up Cat says, "These hilarious weirdos make me lol and tee hee hee every week. Thanks for your insight and perspective on all things drag." Yes, we're professionals. So thank you for that. If you want more of us, follow us at Drag Her Podcast for all the stupidity and updates on all things Drag Her, as well as our coverage of all the international franchises that just will not cease to continue popping up. So, till then, thank you, Nico. Love you.
I love you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.